We are joined by a 9-year NFL vet, the 2017 Walter Payton Man of the Year for the Colts. He was a first-team all-conference player at UConn. He was the 41st pick overall in 2009, the creator and host of the Everything DB show on YouTube. He is also co-host of the Man of Man podcast. He is Darius Butler. Darius, good to have you back. How are you?
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. I'm good. Antoine also said what's up as well.
You tell Antoine I said what's up. It's good to hear from him, too. Listen, you and I, Darius, talked last year when you were starting to make a name for yourself as an analyst. Bring me up to date. How is life for you right now, and how much are you enjoying breaking down all these games?
Life is good, man. I cannot complain. Obviously, there's a lot of crazy things going on, but you know, we're spending a lot more time with the family and staying connected to the game. Like you said, break it down the game. And getting great feedback from fans, you know, coaches, players, just because, you know, it's something you don't see often. Just trying to break it down and put it kind of in layman terms, trying to help people understand football. And, you know, like I said, it's helping me stay connected. And I'm still watching film. I'm still watching film like I'm playing almost. But it's been fun.
I like it. Darius Butler is joining us right now. He's the co-host of the Man of Man podcast. So, Darius, what was your reaction when you saw Dak Prescott's injury? And as one athlete and a competitor looking at another, what kind of emotions do you feel when you see a guy go down like that with an injury like that?
Oh, man, it was so tough, man. And you only hear great things, you know, about the guy's character and how he is in the locker room. You see he's been one of those guys who's been out there every snap since he won the job as a rookie. And so you feel terrible for him. And then on the business side of things, you feel even worse because, you know, as a player, you know when a guy earns his money. And he earned his money, and obviously he was, I would say, underpaid his first 4 years. And then played on the contract, a franchise tag this year. So bet on himself. I feel like he bet on himself last year. But you feel terrible for a guy like that who isn't locked up long term. You know, it's a violent game, and you know it's a blessing to walk off that field every practice, every game. So I felt horrible for him. You saw the reaction from his teammates, even his former coach Jason Garrett. You know, I think everybody in the league feels for a guy like that.
Yeah, I thought that was a classy gesture by Jason Garrett to walk over there and check on him. Darius Butler joining us. And listen, you guys know what you sign up for when you play that game. You know the violence involved. You know the business involved. You yourself have made the point that there is no loyalty in that business. Having said all that, should the Cowboys have taken care of a long-term contract for Dak before this year?
Oh, absolutely. I think even before going into last year, he should have been priority number one to lock him up. And they paid a bunch of other guys, you know, Zeke, DeMarcus Lawrence, Jalen Smith, a lot of guys have gotten Amari, a lot of guys have gotten paid. But, I mean, you got to take care of your quarterback because that type of thing resonates throughout the locker room. You know, like I said, he's a guy that's done it. He's earned it from day one. And when you see guys getting taken care of, that's really how you create and build a culture. And, you know, he had to go out there and play on a franchise tag this year. You've seen other guys in his draft class get paid already with huge contracts, Carson Wentz and Jared Goff. And in my opinion, I feel like, you know, he's outplayed both of them guys up until this point. So you really feel bad about him. I think Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones should have definitely paid him his money. He's the face of, you know, the most valuable sports franchise in the world. And, you know, he's giving you everything you wanted on and off the field. Obviously, you know, he hasn't gotten over the hump and won a Super Bowl or anything like that. But, you know, he's done the best he could. And, so I personally think he definitely should have been paid. You know, coming into this year or even going into last year.
See, this is the kind of analysis you get from Darius Butler. He's joining us once again on the program. Extremely well said by you. Hey, listen, what do you make of Alex Smith taking the field, Darius, after 17 surgeries on his leg?
Yeah, me and AB were just talking about that, man. It's crazy. You know, some guys retire after, you know, one or two big surgeries, and he had 17 on one leg. It's a hats off and a credit to him to even get back out there. I think just getting back out there, he should already be the comeback player of the year. Sitting down watching the game, I'm not going to lie, I was extremely nervous for him. I was kind of terrified, honestly, to watch him play again, especially against, you know, a guy like Aaron Donald and that defensive line and what they were doing up front. So I was definitely scared and nervous for him because the last time I ever really saw him was when he got cleared, and when he first was medically cleared, and I saw him out in his outside of his house with his family. I'm like, I don't know if that guy looks like he's ready to play football in the game again. But he looked okay, got through a game, and that was a huge stepping stone from him. for him, not only physically, but, you know, mentally. You know, a lot of it coming off an injury is mental. You know, can I mentally still do this? Can I plant off this foot? Can I take a hit? You know, can I take Aaron Donald for a ride? You know what I mean? So for him to actually get those things done, I think it was huge for him. And, you know, I just hope he stays healthy for the rest of the way.
Darius Butler joining us. All right, when you talk about the mental game, let me ask you this. Like, Dwayne Haskins was benched this week. Mm-hmm. You've talked about the fact that you were benched early in your career. What did that do for you mentally and psychologically? And then how much did that impact your confidence?
It's tough. It's one of those things that as a player, especially at the quarterback position, DBs, you know, you got to have short-term memory. You got to have the utmost confidence in yourself, you know, every play. And to get benched, and as a quarterback, there's only one quarterback that's trotting out there. So as a DB, for me, I was still, you know, coming in and out on different packages depending on the week. But for him, you know, you're not getting the reps throughout the week, especially if you're third string, you're not getting the reps during the game. So it can be tougher. And then everybody's talking about you. You know, you're a quarterback in the NFL. So it can be tougher to stay in, locked in mentally. But, you know, as a player, you have to. You have to find a way. You got to be surrounded by good people, because people can also feed into, hey, man, you should be out there starting. Man, you're better than that guy. You're a first-round pick. You're this, you're that. But you really just have to humble yourself, get back to the drawing board, take advantage of all those mental reps. You know, you're still in the building, you're still getting those reps, and you're a quarterback in the NFL. It's not too many of those guys walking around that can play on this level, your first round pick. So I believe he'll still have more opportunities in front of him. And now it's really about him just being mentally and physically ready when the next opportunity presents itself. I'm hoping he will. And, you know, because it's going to come. It's going to be a time where his number is called again, whether it's with the football team or another football team. And, you know, I'm pulling for him to hopefully be in the right mental space and physical space to take full advantage of it.
My guest played 9 years in the NFL. He is the creator and host of the Everything DB show. You can find that on YouTube. He is the co-host of the Man to Man podcast. He is Darius Butler. Darius, what did you make of the chemistry between Russell Wilson and DK Metcalf last night and what we've seen so far?
Man, it's amazing. You heard Russ rave about him, you know, talking a lot about the work that they put in together in the offseason. And I was just talking about confidence. You know, confidence is huge in football, and it's huge that you have it in yourself. But at a position like receiver, it's such a dependent receiver. You need that confidence. The quarterback has to have just as much confidence in you. You saw that last night. He went to DK and, you know, I want to say three times in the game, when at least three times. I know when they got in the red area, they went, he got Hughes knocked the ball out, and then Hughes made another great play on the fade route, and then he went to him again. So just to have that confidence and to continue to build that rapport, he had a great game against the defensive player of the year, Gilmore. So I think, I mean, the sky's the limit for that 1-2 combo. And I wasn't that high on him coming out in the draft, honestly. I know he had all the physical tools. He could run fast, but I thought maybe he'll be a one-trick pony for a while in the league. But his development and his jump from year one to year two has been incredible. And he has to be kind of in that top five wide receiver conversation now. He's looking really, really good.
Darius Butler joining us. That's really high praise for a young player like that. Darius, what do you make of what's going on with the Colts and Philip Rivers? He's coming off a game where he had a couple of INTs. How did he look to you yesterday against Cleveland? And is there a conversation? Are they going to start thinking about maybe what they do with him? And is it change in the works, or is that an overreaction?
You know, it could look like an overreaction, but if you're watching those guys, I mean, they're built to they should be winning. They should be winning week in and week out. They should be dominating that defense, that young defense. They got a young defensive core that's playing lights out this year. They just got to take care of the ball. You got to have a quarterback in this league who, you know, you go down a couple scores in the second half, you have to have faith as a team that, hey, this guy can bring us back. He can get us back into position to win this game. And I don't think that faith is there. You know, you saw in a week one with Jacksonville against a team that I felt like they should have beat. He threw two interceptions to a rookie cornerback. And then you see, you know, Red Wine came in and off the bench and got a pick thrown right to him. He threw the pick six. So, I mean, that's who Philip has kind of been in certain spots. But I just feel like, you give a guy $25 million for 1 year, you got to be a part of the reason why we're winning, not a part of the issue. So I think, you know, you still got some money invested in Brissett. I think it's time you give him another shot. Brissett played well earlier the year last year. He got banged up. Some pieces around him were banged up as well. And he kind of got thrown under the bus and took a lot of shots that he didn't deserve. So I think you give Brissett another shot and see what he can do with this team. But I don't think Phillip Rivers is helping us out a bunch right now. And it pains me to say it. I thought I had high hopes for him. And he's been efficient in moving the ball, but in this league, when you get down, a lot of these games come down to 2-minute drives. A lot of these games, you saw Russell Wilson do it last night. You see guys do it. Like, we need a guy that can bring us back, make tough throws, and I don't see Phillip Rivers being that guy going forward.
Darius Butler joining us for another moment or so. And then on the other side of the ball, what do you make of Myles Garrett? How did he look to you? And if you're going up against the Browns, man, what do you do about this guy?
I mean, he's a monster. It's a credit that he didn't wreck the game even more yesterday, not having Costanzo in there at left tackle. But, he's got to be on some MVP ballots. I think I heard someone during the broadcast say that he's been the cause of, like, 8 turnovers already through 5 games, which is, ridiculous when you're talking about a defensive guy coming off the edge like him. Him and Aaron Donald, they just wreak havoc. You got to have 2 guys to account for him. He was on a crazy pace last year before the suspension, but he gives you so much. The way he moves, he's so strong. He has he's not a guy who can just bore you or just speed rush or just get finesse with you. He can finesse you. He can power you. He can he's everything you want on a rush guy, and he's showing his value week in and week out. That Browns team. That's 4-1. Like nobody, I don't think anyone saw them being 4-1.
I did this season,
but you called it,
dude. I've been calling them America's team now for a couple of years. I love these guys. I am absolutely in love with the Browns. I have been. So yes, there's a lot of things, Darius, that I get wrong, but not that, man. I was all over that. I hate to be the guy to say I told you so, but I told you so. Hell yes, I'm going to own that. Yes, I did.
Man, they did a great job going out against Andrew Berry. Andrew Berry has done a phenomenal job, even with you got this pandemic that has kind of screwed this whole offseason up. Even what he did in the draft, what he did in free agency and with that O-line up front. Baker Mayfield is developing with Stefanski at the head coach. I mean, it's looking good all around. It'll be right up in that mix for that division.
He is a 9-year NFL vet, and I want to make sure that you check out his platforms. He is the creator and host of the Everything DB show. That's on YouTube. He is the co-host of the Man to Man podcast. Darius, tell AB I said what's up. My man, you are a star. You are doing really good work, Darius. Great job. Great to have you back on and keep doing you, man. You're doing a great job.
Hey, man, I appreciate you so much, man. Looking forward to talking to you.
You too, Darius. Appreciate you so much. I mean this. He's a star. He is really, really good at what he does. If you checked out his video breakdowns on social, they are so good. I mean, you just heard him. Darius Butler.